AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Senate's top Republican dealt a blow to Democrats who want to create an independent commission looking into the Capitol riot. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Democrats say a bipartisan 9/11 style commission's needed to prevent another insurrection. Yesterday, Mitch McConnell said he was open to the bill, which the House is expected to pass today. But this morning,
I've made the decision to oppose the House Democrats' slanted and unbalanced proposal.
House counterpart Kevin McCarthy's also against it. And last night, former President Trump urged Republicans to avoid falling into a Democrat trap.
Once again, they are caving to Donald Trump.
Senate Democratic Chief Chuck Schumer says he will still hold a vote on the proposal. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A New York man has been charged with taking part in the riot on the Capitol after a tipster reported overhearing him boasting about it during a dental appointment. Daniel Warmus was released from custody a day after appearing in court in Buffalo. President Biden is calling on Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to de-escalate the violence with Palestinians by the end of the day. Netanyahu says he's determined to continue this operation until its aim is met. There has been 10 days of fighting between Israel and Hamas in the Gaza Strip. Speaking at the Coast Guard Academy graduation in Connecticut, President Biden says the pandemic upended lives.
But the Coasties fashion that you all have, you met the threat head on. You adapted, showed your resilience, and you led.
The president did not talk about the Middle East. Heavy rain kept pounding parts of Texas and Arkansas before moving to Louisiana, prompting rescues of people trapped by high water and adding to the misery for people whose homes and cars were flooded by earlier rain. A central Illinois police chief says an officer has died after being shot by a suspect in a domestic disturbance who was also killed in an exchange of gunfire. This is AP News. Texas has become the largest state to ban abortions for women who may not even know they're pregnant.
The measure, which was signed today by GOP Governor Greg Abbott, puts the Lone Star State in line with more than a dozen others that have so-called heartbeat bills. The law bans abortions after the detection of a fetal heartbeat, usually after 6 weeks. Federal courts have mostly blocked the measures from taking effect. But with the Supreme Court this week agreeing to take up a Mississippi law that bans abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy, abortion rights activists worry that a ruling favorable to the state could lay the groundwork for allowing even more abortion restrictions. I'm Shelley Adler.
In Sichuan, China, a 70-story skyscraper was evacuated after it began swaying. It wasn't caused by an earthquake or seismic activity. The building's steel infrastructure, windows, and other architectural features appear undamaged. An investigation is underway. Ed Donahue, AP News.